it up. Salachas brought down just means you shouldn't hold up your hands, holding your hand itself. But you're allowed to hold your arm, though. And like, the kai should be in your right hand. You're allowed to hold your hand like this to hold it up. Just like this, you shouldn't do.
Does this also apply to the
Kurus? The Kurus.
Hold it like this.
Right.
Left,
right. Right, the Kurus, right. There's a Chshivas and Brachas, right? Kais.
In Kiddush in the morning, Shachas.
Kurus. Anna never the Chumr. Baita. Umagvihil. The Tais only had understood the Shaila. Snow mash the yellow min. The Tais is because of Gedalus Mari. The Kais Shaila was, he had a nice heavy Kais. He had a big silver Kais. It weighed a lot, and it was a good Shaila. It's too heavy to call the one in. Oibrash Chodesh Tevish, Shechalias Beshavish, Shulach Hanukkah. That you have a ganz long Birchas HaMazon, it's too long to hold the Kais so long. Oibin Asuyim, it's all the Harav Birchas HaMazon. Then Tais understood the Shaila. But the Pasha Birchas HaMazon, what's the Shaila? Just hold it. But as I said, Allah, you shouldn't put your hand the Kais, you shouldn't put your hand down like this. You're supposed to hold it up a tefach. Umagviyah menakrak a tefach. You're supposed to hold the kais a tefach up, 4 inches off the table. Omer Rabchi, Omer Rabacha, Rabachanina. My kura, what's the posik? Kais Yisruos. Kais Yisruos. Hashem of Hashem Samekra. Kais Yisruos Esau. Vashem Hashem Ekra. So Kais Yisruos Esau, I'll pick it up. Vashem Hashem Ekra. The nice and ain't of boy, you're supposed to put your eyes into the, look into the kais. What does that mean? Kihechad lenesich daite. Doesn't mean mamish you have to look into the wine. Just mean you shouldn't be Messiah's das. Don't start thinking about something else. Start thinking about the brochi you're saying on the yain. For some of us, it means mamish, that you're supposed to be able to look into the wine. That's why they say you should not use a case that the top of the case is tsar. It's not open, that you won't be able to look into the yain. And then you want to send your hand to be able to see the yain. O mishagra liyan shebeise. Vimatana is an Indian. After you made the baruch ha'gafin, to send it to your wife, she should drink from the kaisha bracha. Ki heichet it is baruch deveisu. Today that your wife should also have a bracha from this. That was called the kaisha bracha. So even your wife should also have the bracha. So the more ulo ikloy levei Rav Nachman. Ulo went to visit Rav Nachman. Korech rifta, so they washed. Baruch birchas mezayna, they benched. Is yoyiv la kisa de birchas Rav Nachman. So Ula gave the kais of venturing to Rav Nachman to drink. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "L'shad the makis the brichos on the nusa."
All right, turn over. So Rav Nachman said, "Send the kais to my wife, Lulisa." Omalei said back to Mochem, "Amar brichos the brichos and said, and pre bitna shalishim is borech elami pre bitna shalish." That the Iker Baruch comes upon the Isha is through the husband, through the Ish. Shneimer Apostle says, Uberach pri bitnecho, pri bitno loynemar, ele pri bitnecho.
Don't have it, it's your wife's stomach. So it says, bitnecho, mashma, from your betin, will come out to be a bracha for your wife. Pri bitno loynemar doesn't say the pri of the betin of your wife, ele pri bitnecho. And Tanya Nami Hochi, Yabnasa Naimer, Minayin Shem pri bitno shalishim is Baruch. When does the stomach of an Isha have a brocha? Ela me pri bitna shalish. Only from the lakias going on. If the husband drinks from the kais shal brocha, then it'll be chal a brocha for his wife also. Shenemar, o bar uveirach pri bitnecho. Pri bitna loynemar, the person doesn't say her stomach, ela pri bitnecho from you. So that's what Ula held. So Ula held, Rav Nachman, you don't have to send it to your wife, just you drink it and that's enough. Adahochi. While they have the Shagre Vatayi here, they're arguing, Shemiyah Yalsa. Yalsa heard what was going on. Shemiyah Yalsa, that Ula did not let Rav Nachman send the Kesha Bracha to her. So, Koma Bezura, she got up very angry. The Osel of the Kamrich went to the wine storage. The Tovra Dalid Neya Dani the Kamra. She went and broke 400 barrels of wine. Like to show, it's not the pshat that I'm angry about the wine. I don't need wine to drink. I have enough wine to drink. But I'm angry why you didn't send me the Kesha Bracha. Hey, she held not like Ula. She held as an Indian for Nisha to drink a Kesha Bracha. And we soon see that talocha like that. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told back to Ula, Nishad Lomar Kikos Sachrina. You see what happened here. So what? Send him another Kais. Gafos, she's right, Lachura. Send him a Kesha Bracha. If he was masking Sholach Lo, he sent her another Kais. And he said, Kol Hain Nevaga Debrucha Sahi. You should know, like, the whole barrel is from the Kesha Bracha. Because even though the first kais mustam they drank up already, and he took out more wine, he meant to say all the wine from the barrel could also be included in the kais shabrucha. Shrashi, kol hai nevaga the bruchas hi, kol yain shebechavius
the kaisha brachi shesay mimen. You drink from it also. The first pitcher, you pour the wine into the kais, the kaisha brachi chal upon the whole pitcher. So you can pour more wine and give it to her. Is shochalo? So she sent back to them, but she wasn't a kabbalist piece. Mahadura mili, are you talking too much? Or misata to call me? Rashi. People, merchants that go around in the city, they talk a lot. Now, she means to say, yes, I'm talking now. That's not. I'm not mekabel this. I wanted the kaisha brachi, and didn't give it to me. I'm angry at you. When Masati call me, the meshachti begodim from the old begodim beluyim from rotim yirbo kinim. Hey, some old clothing you'll have kinim will grow, lice will grow on the old begodim. So now she wasn't mekabel the piece. For the chur for this ma'aser is brought alochom that there's an inyan to make sure to send the kaisha bracha to your wife. She should drink from the kais. We don't hold like hula. It's not enough that we drink in our brachas for the isha. You're supposed to send the kais to your wife. She should also drink from it. Omer Rabasi, ein mesichin al kaisha bracha. That means once you have the kais in your hand, you're not supposed to talk anymore. You shouldn't be mesich das. You're not allowed to talk. The Omer Rabasi, ein mevorchin al kaisha pronis. You don't make a bracha on kaisha pronis. Tirashiyeh mesichin misha'ochsu achi yivorach. Is once you hold the kais in your hand, you're not allowed to do any talking until you make a bracha. Ein mevorchim ha-kosh, the next halach was ein mevorchim ha-kosh ha-pronis. For the Gemara, my kosh ha-pronis, what does the kosh ha-pronis mean? What's the pronis mean? You get punishment. What's the kosh that you can get hezek from? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, kosh sheni. Bring it from Zugos. There's the Gemara's time for a makpid never to drink just two kosh. Just two is bad for the mazikim. So if you drank one kais in the middle of the meal, and now you want to take your second kais and use it for birchas hamazon, you shouldn't do that. Because this is a kais shoproni, it's the mazikim are on it. Tanya nami hochi, ha'ashreisa kiflaim, someone just drank twice, lo yivorach, you shouldn't make a birchas hamazon on this kais. Yishum shenemar, hikon likras lakecha Yisrael. Before you go do mitzvah, prepare yourself before you do something. See, like before you're doing the mitzvah of birchas hamazon, make sure to use a nice kais. And this kais that the mazikim are on is not nice to use. It's from this part that we also dash before you daven. It's also prepare yourself, wear a nice clothing. So there's more of a highlight mistaken, and this second kais is not mistaken. It's a bad kais, mazikim are there. Omer Bavua, v'yamul of a masis and tona. For oichel, so for this halacha was brought down, b'zman is there, we're not makfid on this. Since the mazikim are not so shchiach, b'zman is there, we're not makfid not to drink a second kais. Rashi kiflayim zugois, hikon nikras b'dvarim noyim, leiv v'dibri pronis. Before you do a mitzvah, do it with nice, not for something to bring a pronius. So the maratona we learned. Ha'oichel u'mahalich. If somebody's eating and he's walking, mevorech mumit. When it comes to bench, he shouldn't bench walking. He has to at least stop, stand when he's benching. Ha'kishu oichel mumit. If he's eating standing, mevorech miyeshev. When it comes to birchas hamazon, you should sit down at least. Ha'kishu meisiv v'yoichel. If somebody is lying down the way they used to eat then, is alacha yoshev mavarach. When it comes to birchas hamazon, don't bench lying down. It's not there a cover to bench that way, but you should be sitting. The hilchasa bechula yoshev mavarach. Alacha is in all these cases. Even though you ate when you're walking, when it comes to birchas hamazon, you're supposed to sit down to bench. Trash hilchasa bechula yoshev mavarach. So if Tosfos hilchasa bechula yoshev mavarach, but v'she birchas hamazon to your eisa. It's good to sit down to bench for the Parshat Svara. You'll have more kavana that way if you sit down. So in the Tchila, you're supposed to sit down and bench. Sharei asar dvarim nemrulah. Mashen came b'shab brachas. For other brachas, you don't have to be makpid b'dafka to say it sitting down. You can say it walking also. So it says v'hu mitrikin v'yachalte v'savot v'rachta means shave at u'birachta. Sit down and then make a bracha. The brachas are Muslim. Fi Rabbi Moshe Rabban. No, supposed to be on a yeshiv. No, but the svar is was saying because yeshiv you can have more kavana. Because brought down leaves to you, somebody's in a big rush and he has to go someplace, and he's going to sit down to bench. He's not going to daven up very fast. Have no kavana. But if he'll be able to walk while he's going and benching, it's kedai for him to say benching when he's walking. Because the whole shot here is he'll have more kavana sitting down. But in the case where you can't sit, you have more kavana going, and you can have kavana that way, then you have the hetter. Kavada Matkil, you're supposed to first sit and bench. Hadra Lecha Shloisha Shofar. So the Mishnah, Eilu Devorim Shebein Beis Shamil Bein Beis Hillel Besuda. These are machlokesim between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Halachas Magid to Suda. Drasha Shenechleku Bihilka Suda. Beis Shammai Yomrim Mevorach Al Hayom. When it comes to make Kiddush, Hadafti Ascholo the Suda by Shabbos. First you make a bracha on the Yom. First you make the Kiddush. V'yechakach Mevorach Al Hayom. Then you make the Baruch Yagofen. Or Beis Hillel Yomrim Mevorach Al Hayom like we do. First you make the Baruch Yagofen. V'yechakach Mevorach Al Hayom. Then we make Kiddush. Drash Mevorach Al Hayom beKiddush beShabbos v'Yom Tovim. That's Beshamais, and we hold like Beisil. Right? Another machlokes says Beshamayimrim Noitan LeYadayim. First, you wash your hands. V'yachakach Moizgunes Hakoyis, and then you sit down to drink the kois of yain, like we had before. The Derech HaSeva was first they came in. They used to have some wine before they bent, before they washed, before they made the moitzi, and then they ate, and then they had wine again later. So here, this first wine before you make the moitzi, Beshamay says, wash your hands first. And then take the kais to drink the yayin. But by still learning, no. Moizgin es hakais. First drink your wine. V'yachakach noitin yadayim. And then wash your hands for the suda. Trash v'yachakach moizgin es hakais. Yayin habo lefnei hamozin. The wine they drank before they made the moitzi. K'darmina perakeitzim avorchim. Heseivu afapi shenot levil lem yayin. Okome v'shamayin. Noitin yadayim. First wash your hands. V'yachakach shoysim es hakais. V'yachim tzedosim. And then you'll eat the suda. V'hi netila. With the first natila, you can go right there and eat the rest of the suda. But they still learn him, no. First, drink your wine. And then you wash your hands. But time of Tavayim, of course, the Gemara will explain this for us for both of them. In the middle of eating, you can have a napkin and wipe your hands. You're allowed to leave the napkin on the table. But they still learn him, no. You only put the napkin on your chair or on the pillow, but it should not be on the table. Trash mekaneh yodah b'mapir metilas mayim rishonim. Is when you wipe your hands for the mayim rishonim, or menicha al shulchan, or mekaneh bo yodah tamin mezumas atavshel. He says this throughout the meal. He uses this for the napkin. Veshiloyim alakav alaksos yinichenu. Achri came as if you wipe your hands for the mayim rishonim. That towel you can't use. Or you could wipe your hands, but it has to be on the floor, on the ksos. It can't be on the table. And the Gemara will explain what's the reason why it can't be on the table. Right? First, you clean off either the floor, when you used to eat on the floor, or like lying down, or else on the table. First, clean off the table. And then you wash my machredi. No, first you wash mayim achreinim. Then you worry about cleaning off the table. If you used to lie down like on the floor, make sure you clean the floor. Or you must save all the reading on the shulchan. From the leftover pieces on the shulchan. And after that, you could wash the mayim achreinim. And Beis Hillel holds, no, first you wash mayim achreinim, and then you mechabe the bais. Beis Shammai yomrim, ner u'mozoin, v'samim v'abdolah. It's the case when you got finished shalashudis, and you only had one kosher yayin, the halacha is you're supposed to leave it over for make abdolah, so you make benching, birchas u'mozoin, and abdolah on the same kos. So what's the seder? Beis Shammai says, first you make the bracha of ner, then you bench, then you say v'samim, then you say abdolah. First you say ner, uvesamin, mozin, then you bench, the abdol, you say abdolah. Hey, so Beis Shammai says you put the birchas of mozin in between the ner and the besamin. That's the Tanakama. That's Beis. And Beis Hillel holds no, ner and besamin come first, then you bench, then you say the abdolah. Trashi ner and mozin. Mi shein lo yela kais echa, the moitsoy Shabbos. Is manicha yad yachra mozin. Leave it till after for the benching. You have a side the role of ner u'mozin u'v'sam of Yavdala. Make all these brachas on this one kais. Right. Beishama yomrim shebara morhesh. The nusach of the bracha on the ner is shebara morhesh. But they still yomrim boirei miyorehesh. Like we say, we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Ein mevorchin loyala ner loyala b'sam mishalakim. It comes from goyim. Bal poshet also b'hano. You shouldn't make a bracha from it. V'loy al haner v'yol al b'sam mishal mesim. Same thing. If you had a ner by a mes of some put on the mesim, it's also b'hano. You shouldn't make a bracha on it. V'yol al ner v'yol al b'sam mishal avoy dezoros. Miuchas for avoy dezoros, you shouldn't. Rashi ein mevorchin ala nev ala b'som mishal akum shal meitzim time with the kulma force b'gemur v'yei mevorachin al haner at shiyois liyori. You shouldn't make the bracha boromirish unless you're able shiyoisla, or unless you're able to have hanor, to enjoy, have some enjoyment from the light. So poshra mashma, first you have to have the hanor, and then you make the bracha. So it's mashma at shiyoisam loyri, first have the ner, the hanor, and then make the bracha. Rashi shiyoisla shiyeneni mimenu, that you can be able to have hanor, or at least you have to be close enough to the light that you could get some hanor from it. Misha ochal v'shochach leberach. Somebody ate and he forgot to bench. Is beishama yomrim yasalim kaim of yivorach. You have to go back to the place where you finished eating and bench there. Or beisil yomrim yivorach amokim shiniska. No, you got up, you forgot to bench, you went to work. You're allowed to bench at work. We'll see in the Gemara where the machlokes is. V'yad mosay yivorach. Till how long afterwards can you still bench? At kadesh yisachal amosin shivameyim. As long as the food inside you didn't digest yet. Trashi ab kadesh yachal amosin. Of course, b'gemara shiur b'gemara. Gemara will explain. Depends how much ate mechura. How long? Usually we say it's 72 minutes. Volahem yayin achar amosin. As after they finished their meal, they had wine at the end. Imein shamel oisa kais. If you only have this one kais left. Is beishama yomim mevorach ala yayin v'yachakach mevorach ala mozen. First make the bor priya gofen, and then bench on this kais, and you'll drink it about after the benching. Who beisil yomim no mevorach ala mozen like we do. First we bench on the kais v'yachakach mevorach ala yayin, and then later you make the bracha on the yayin. V'oinin omein acha yisrael hamevorach. Whenever Yisrael made the bracha, you're always allowed to answer omein after the bracha. V'yein ayin and omer, though, if you don't answer omein, acha kusi hamavorach, and she yishoma kol habracha kula, unless you heard him say the whole bracha. Because the kusim were afraid maybe they're making the bracha to their avoy de zoro, so we're afraid you can't answer omein then. But if you heard him say the whole bracha from beginning to end, and he only said bracha to Hashem, chenem melechol and baruch creates, so you see Chloe has come on of Hashem, then you could answer omein. Trashi omein omein acha yisrael hamavorach, afilu lo yishomel lesay bracha. We're afraid maybe he's making a bracha for a hard reason, so therefore you can't answer on me. Same thing if an apikaris, if somebody makes a bracha, you're not sure he's being mechavid to Hashem, you shouldn't answer on me. You have to make sure the person says the bracha is doing it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Rabbana Tuvorim Shebein Beishama Beisilu Besuda. What are the machlokes in? The first machlokes was Beishama Yorimim Mevorach Alayim. First you say Kiddush, then you make the Baruch Yagotin. Why? Shahayayin Gurim L'Yayin Shiyavai. The Yikr is the Shabbos. It's because of Shabbos that you have to make Kiddush, you have to use the Kais. So first you make the Baruch on Shabbos, on Kiddush, and then you say the Yayin. Ukva Kiddush Hayayin, like first came Shabbos, V'adayin Yayin Lepo, it didn't come to have the Suda yet. He didn't come to make Kiddush yet. So Mela, the Shabbos comes before the Yayin. Ubeisilayim Rino, Mavorach Ala Yayin, Vachak Mavorach Ala Yayin. Why shehayayin gurim the kedusha shetiyoma? The question is, what do you say kiddush on? Only on a kosher yayin. So it's because of the yayin that you're making the kiddush. So to get like the yayin, has to come first. Dover acher, another svara, birchas hayayin tadira. Yayin you make the whole week. You always make a bari priagofen. Or birchas hayayin tadira. Kiddush you only make once, so twice on Shabbos. Melo todir v'sheina todir todir kaidim. Therefore, you have these two brachas in front of you. To make a bor priya gofen or to make kiddush, we hold first make bor priya gofen since that bracha is todur, and then you make the second bracha of kiddush. Mor b'alocha kedivri beisil. You do tasling beisil. So Rashi, shayim gurim liyayin shiyovoi. Koi ze loy boela b'shvil Shabbos l'kiddush. That's b'shamay svara. What are we making kiddush for? Because of Shabbos. So yikir is Shabbos. Ukva kiddush shayim, mishakibu lolo, oy mitzaysi chodim. Either you're mekabel Shabbos early, or else by Tzitzik Chodim, that's Zichah Laila, Zichah Shabbos already. For Adayin Yayin Lebo, L'Shulchan, you didn't come to make Kiddush yet. Avazoi, Kishem Shekodim L'Knisa, just like Shabbos comes in first, Kakodim L'Brocha, therefore the Svara to make the Brocha first. Shayayin Gorim L'Kdusha Shatiyoma, She'im Ein Yayin, if there's no Yayin, Le Mekadshin, you don't make Kiddush. V'amekadish Alapas, Gamu B'mokim Yayin, O'Brichas Apas Kademis. If you don't have yayin, you can make kiddush on pas, but the same svarim. You can only make kiddush on something. Without the pas and yayin, you can't make kiddush. So therefore, the pas, that bracha has to come first. Another svar, but still holds, is taught the koydim. Naflam asechta zvochim. my crow the sid musaf and mabad was about to show us atomid tas was sale mabad mashmal yacha she craft him atomid takrivu am musafim the kodashinim ashel yola satomid crow yisayr will amelib she bishvil she tomid hektimu akosim and kanat lom the kodah tomidim
it's the tomid comes every single day so that's the korban that comes first but that's a tadir since that's a korban you have every single day a tomid shashachar that always comes first
that's the klal olof when you have two brachas or two mitzvahs the one that's tadir comes always that comes first Fred Gemara, my Dovracher, what did Beis Hillel have to say another Svarah for? His first Beis Hillel said that you make Yain first because you only make Kiddush on Yain, and then he said, Tadr Shayna Tadr. The Chitayim was like Beis Hillel, Hossam Tarti, Vata Chodo. So, Beis Shammai has two Svarahs to his, and I only have one Svarah. So, maybe Beis Shammai's two Svarahs better than mine, or Beis Hillel, Dr. Hachinami Tarti, no, I also have two Svarahs. Birchas al yain to dira, a birchas yemena to dira. Tadir shein, tadir koydim. But that's why Beis Hillel had to say two svaros. Since Beis Shammai said two svaros, Beis Hillel said two svaros. But halacha divrei Beis Hillel, for the more pshita, to a nafka baskel, the baskel came out and said halachas to Beis Hillel. He boy is saying the koydim baskel. This gemara is going before the baskel came out with the ma'isim bav mitzuya. He boy is saying no, afil liyachah baskel. Rabbi Yeshua he is this price that goes to leave with Rabbi Yeshua. The yomrei meshkichim a baskel.